Okay. Meeting is called to order. We'll ask Wren Abbott to offer an invocation.
Our Father in heaven, we're grateful to this day for the opportunity we have to meet as a town board. And we're grateful for the freedoms that we have and ask you to bless that we can find ways to maintain those freedoms and to keep our country safe. Please help us tonight as we make decisions for our town that we can be well advised and help us to have a good night. And these things we pray for in the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Chad Jensen will lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. All town board members are present. Item 2, public comment.
I'll just introduce myself.
Amelia
Smith with Commissioner Marilyn Kirkpatrick's office.
Amelia is here, in case they didn't hear that. And town board's all present. Public comment, nobody's here, so any comment from this board as part of item 2? Good. Approval of minutes for July 2nd, 2020, possible action.
I'll second that.
It's been moved and seconded that we approve the minutes for July 2, 2020. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Item 4, approve the agenda for September 10, 2020. Hold, combine, or delete any items for possible action.
I move to approve the agenda as posted.
I'll second that.
It's been moved and seconded that we approve the agenda for September 10, 2020. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Item 5, informational items, none of those. Item 6, planning and zoning, none. Item 7, general business, appoint one member as a town board representative to be involved in the update of the county's comprehensive master plan and development code for possible action.
I move that we appoint Brian Haviland as our member for the town board representative to be involved with the update with the county's comprehensive master plan and development code.
There's a second?
I second that.
It's been moved and seconded that we appoint Brian Haviland as our town board representative for the county's comprehensive master plan. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Review fiscal year 2020 budget requests and take public input regarding suggestions for fiscal year 2022 budget requests for possible action.
And then what I will say, so even though the SNP look money will cover the shade over the playgrounds, the passive use trail, I don't know if it would add any additional lighting or the exercise stations that could be discussed during the planning process. And then it will also include the renewing what's in the pavilion, so the trash receptacle, the benches, the barbecues, and the awning. Marilyn's going to work very closely with the process, and if the budget allows, we'll obviously try to work in what you guys are wanting, which is double what is there, or at least a larger than what you have.
Right.
So, and she also wants to make sure that the community is involved in the process. So.
Oh, good. Yeah.
But it's up to you as a board if you want to just leave this on here. I know that our Moapa Valley Town Board is leaving the items until it's officially done, because the process is going to take probably a few years. So that's up to you if you want to just leave this list as it is. And then when we're looking under Public Works update resale, I don't know if you guys noticed.
They've started,
the trucks,
yeah.
But they are doing the crack and seal now. They're hoping to be done by early October. And
nice.
Then after that, they will be slurry sealing. But I don't know the time on that. So that's up to you as well, if you just want to leave that here until it's complete, or if you want to remove it from the list and just do your... We will have this one more time, because this is officially the first...
Yeah, October 15, yeah.
As is.
Yeah, I think that's fine. I mean, the pavilion, just as of note, when I'm in Logandale and I see their big pointy roof and metal roof and all the thing, the size of it, I go, well, I think we ought to be able to get something similar anyway.
Okay.
So that's kind of, I guess, the what I would think I'm looking for. But and
yeah.
What's that? Maybe
okay.
Maybe bigger. Yeah. So yeah, I think the items can stay as is.
Okay.
They're.
We need to vote on it, or just.
You can just leave it, and then we'll just do a final vote next meeting.
Sounds good. Okay. Okay. Go back to today. Okay, that brings us to item 8, comments by the general public.
I do have a couple comments, but I want to let you go first.
Anybody that didn't hear it, we won't have the meeting on the 21st, the recognition for our community members. We will still, they'll still be recognized, just...
In a different fashion.
Different manner. So, yeah, just keep us updated as to... When and where, and if that's on October 15th in this meeting, that's
okay
too.
One thing that I do want to just put on your radar, I think you chose not to participate last go around for the CDAC.
No, we did. I was.
Oh, you did?
I've done it the last 3 or 4 years, so.
Okay. I don't know why I was thinking that you chose not to. So that's coming up again then. That'll be on the next agenda. To appoint, and it's going to be virtual.
That's even better for me,
yeah.
Because.
So yeah. So
okay.
Just sort of put that on your radar. I'll send the application with the town board information for next meeting, and you can just have it filled out and bring it to the meeting.
Yeah, it does take a bit of a process to learn how to do all their computer scoring and et cetera, and so I've done it, and I'm willing to.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is an interesting thing. Okay, anything?
And then just the next agenda, the town board applications are officially open. So the next meeting, if any of you would like to apply, or if you know anyone that's interested, then there's applications right there on Instagram.
Hand them out.
They have Clorox on hand.
No, these ones are completely...
They're full of...
I think the other ones are fine.
They're not COVID safe.
So, I think that's all that I have.
Okay, anything else from the board? Anything you want on the next agenda? Okay. Thank you. Our next meeting will be October 15, 2020. Meeting adjourned. I wore my shirt tonight, Casey, because I was like, well.
I forgot that this was there. I put a brisket in this morning. And so I was just pulling that out and cutting it up and had it run real fast.
You're like, well, you better run back and eat.
So why do you want to stop by? Is that what you said?
There's plenty.